Hey guys, we are back here on Noobsype, and I might be a little bit quiet today because I just got back from track practice. I'm like a top runner for my track practice because my mile time is like 7:19. So I'm like really tired because I had to do an all-out 400 sprint. So I might be a little quieter or, you know, more, you know, less expressive than normal. But I still will have the same, like, amount of expression. Like, I won't be super quiet either because I'm a lot less tired than my mom. So, today I'm going to talk about Lonzo Ball, the seventh pick of the draft last season. I mean, not the seventh, the second, seventh, same difference. I'm getting confused with words right now. But, so Lonzo Ball, he was amazing in college, enough to get picked second overall in the NBA draft of all players. Like, you know, there's a lot of players that are like, oh my gosh, Joel Berry the third is insanely good. He barely made it into the second round, the end of the second round. So imagine how good you have to be a Lonzo Ball and, you know, get picked second. So I was saying, he got into the Summer League. He was a top player for the Summer League this year, and he had a game where he had 11 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. And the next game, he followed up with like a 36 points, like a 12 rebounds and an 8 assists, which is also insanely good. So it was, you know, really, really impressive. And then he goes into the first NBA game of his career, and he scores 2 points. I know that Patrick Beverly was on him, but still, you got to do more than 2 points in your NBA debut. So, yeah, it was pretty, pretty crazy, but it was kind of, I was like, oh my gosh, he was a huge bust. And the next game, I was like, okay, he's not a bust because he scored 29 points. And guess what? 29 points, the most he ever scored. In the second game, out of 80 other games he played, 29, like in the second game, he scored 29 points. And then the other 80 games that he played, he didn't score more than 29 points. It wasn't like he didn't get enough playing time. He got like 30 minutes per game because they didn't have any other point guards except for Isaiah Thomas at the end of the season. But the stupid thing is that Lonzo Ball started for Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas, who was an MVP candidate the season before, went behind a guy who's an Isaiah Thomas, who averaged 29 points per game, went behind a guy whose career high was 29 points. And it wasn't, I mean, he did other stuff too, but he wasn't top at that. Also, and he shot 35% from the field. He only averaged 10 points the whole season. He was bad. And they had Isaiah, a player who should have been third in MVP. I don't think Kawhi should have been up there with him. I mean, in front of him. Always thought Isaiah was underrated. But that is insanely disappointing by the Lakers, you know, coaching staff. So I'm hoping that, you know, LeBron will fix Lonzo Ball. And how will he fix Lonzo Ball? One, that jump shot. His jump shot is insanely has an insane need to be improved. Why? He, instead of squaring up and shooting it, he literally flicks it with his arm so he can get his shot off. So it's, but the shot is so, like, he can get a shot off, but it never goes in. If he goes up, and flicks his shot, that's not going to go in. You're not squaring up. You have to square up to hit shots in the NBA. And if you're not squaring up, you're not hitting. So that's a big thing for, Lonzo. So, yeah, I've always thought that was insanely stupid that he, tries to, shoot like that. Because, he's got a great pass. He's got a great rebound. And this is another thing he needs to do to improve. He needs to pass the ball a little more. I know you're saying, why? He's got like 10 assists per game. Well, DeAndre Jordan averaged just as much points per game. And he doesn't pass nearly as much. And he gets the ball plenty. And he shoots 68% from the field. Lonzo, who averages more assists per game, shoots 35% from the field. So you may be saying, DeAndre doesn't pass. Well, because he's a center, he's not supposed to pass. He's supposed to get the ball inside and score the ball. That's what centers do. Lonzo Ball's not a center. He's supposed to pass it a lot. So if Lonzo's getting the ball as consistently as he does, he needs to shoot less because he's shooting the amount of shots it takes for Steph Curry to get a 25-point performance. Like, he shoots as much as it takes for, as Steph Curry does, and he misses so much more, but he shoots enough to have a game like, 40-point performances every game, but he never follows up on that because he shoots enough to have a 40-point performance if he goes perfect. If he goes like 50%, like 25 points, well, he gets like 10 points, which is crazy. And he's not the world's best free throw shooter either. So he needs to shoot the ball a lot less. That's a big thing for Lonzo Ball. And it's what he needs to do to improve. So I'm going to say, my next season rankings for Lonzo Ball. He's going to shoot 37% from the field. He's going to average 12 points per game. He's going to hit about 1.6 three-pointers per game. He's going to shoot about 34% from deep. Maybe 35, and I think he's going to rebound at like 7 rebounds per game, get like 9 assists per game. It's a good season, but it's not all-star season, especially for someone who will get just as much minutes as he did last season, especially since Isaiah's off that roster. So I think I'm going to end the podcast about here. This is Hoops Hype. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, later I'm going to come over to my friend's house. His name is Dayton. I'm going to, make a podcast with him. Him, me, and Caden are really good friends. I know me and Caden haven't made one, but we're going to make one Thursday. So I am really, 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 really excited to have a podcast with Dayton. You might not have seen him before, but I'm really excited to have him with him. So, yeah, he knows a lot about NBA, so I think we'll research a lot so he can get it perfect on his first try. And this is Hoops Hype signing out now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.